"Who was this again?" I asked. Truly, my mind drifted. It was too many cats to listen to. We're tossing clothes in the dryers, and Jeremy's helping, carrying one sock at a time. I said it was one of Graham's other foster kids that wore the yellow necktie. He was all grown up. He still came back to visit. He rototilled. And we always had that shaky red jello salad when he came, along with maybe roast, or chops, and gravy. He laughed and laughed, and he had a bag of bananas. He'd be on a chair holding one of the cats in his lap, curled up asleep, and he'd call me Minnie Mouse. "He what?" I say. "He roto what, this grown-up foster?" "He roto-tilled," says Jolly, "and his name was Jeremy." Me, I'm listening to this discovered name of her little son. So that's where she got it. From a time when she had some kind of folks, or something like folks. Red shaky jello salad, and they laughed in the kitchen, and he wore a yellow necktie. It's for the garden. It's a machine. It turns the soil so you can plant. You have to rototill, otherwise nothing grows. Jilly sets up a wail when Jeremy slams the dryer door,